Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message. I'm taking a question here from a lady called Glenda, and this is her question. She says, sometimes I see flashes of light in my house, in corners, and sometimes I see dark shadows. It always startles me. Am I seeing in the spirit? Well, Glenda and everybody else, yes, you are. If you're seeing flashes of light, they are angels. And if you're seeing dark shadows, they're normally demons that you're seeing. And, you know, we've got to get used to seeing things not just with our physical eyes as well, but it really helps when you actually see something with your physical eyes, even if it's just a quick flash, to know there's something happening. Anybody watching, do you get flashes like that? And you just think, what is that? Is that my eyes? Is that something playing tricks on me? Is it the sunlight? Is it a reflection? And you kind of look twice, because very often you'll find that they are angels. And I just want to encourage you with that, because when I started some years ago, I started seeing flashing lights like this, like a bright light. Sometimes it would just flash, sometimes it would stay there. And I was starting to think, could that be an angel? Or it seems a bit bizarre. I'd rather just see a big angel, you know, and with a white robe on and all the rest of it glowing. That would be better. And if the angel would be like that and chatting to me. But actually, very often we just see a little tiny bit, a little tiny glimpse, but that is the angelic realm. I mean, sometimes it could be that there is a reflection from the sunshine or whatever, but very often it is an angel. And, you know, the first time when I started thinking, maybe those are angels that I'm seeing, I actually, who's that? Kelly, you see flashes of light. Yeah. So it's not just a few of us. The first time I saw, I was seeing quite a few flashes and lights in different places. And I was, I think it was when we started a church in our community of Blaken and in our neighbourhood. And we were meeting in a bar. And I remember I was just talking to a lady that was there, and I was just chatting to her. And over her shoulder, I just saw this flash right sort of here, right next to her shoulder, on by her neck, behind her as I was talking to her. And you know, quite often you'll see flashes or you'll see something and you just ignore it, because I was busy, I was talking to her about something or other. But I thought, I wonder if that could be an angel. And I'm thinking, if that is an angel, why is it suddenly starting to manifest right now? Because there's angels all around the place, and we just don't see them as often as we could do if we wanted to, if we really focused on them, you know, and asked the Lord to show us more. So I'm just thinking there's this bright light that I just saw behind her head. I wonder if it could be an angel. So I'm kind of thinking, as I'm talking to her, why am I seeing this flash? If it's an angel, why am I seeing it right now? So very often when you see something, do something about it. Always ask the Holy Spirit. I'm always saying, Holy Spirit, what is that? What am I sensing? What am I seeing? And he will tell you. So at this point, I'm thinking in my head, Holy Spirit, what is that? And I thought, I'm sure that's an angel. And I just said to this woman, I said, do you have a problem with your neck? You know, it was exactly where I saw the angel. I pointed to that on her and I said, do you have any problems there? Because I had this feeling from the Holy Spirit as I was asking him, maybe it was to do with healing. I just had that sense. And she goes, oh, I've got terrible problems with my neck and my shoulders. And I was feeling like it was a healing angel. So I said, well, I think I've just seen a healing angel right behind you. Is it okay if I just release that healing right now and through Jesus? And she says, yeah, okay. So I just put my hand right where I saw this bright light that I believed was an angel next to her, and I released the power of Jesus. And I said, I come into agreement with that healing angel, and I release the healing power of Jesus. Obviously, you know, we can see angels, but the power is through Jesus always. So I released the power of Jesus, and straight away she gets dramatically healed. And that was as a result of me seeing a flash, just a bright light that I thought could be an angel. And I, you know, when you think something and you feel like the Holy Spirit's saying something, or you think it might be an angel, just step out in faith and have a go. You've got nothing to lose apart from your pride, but that's a good thing, isn't it? Anyhow, so that was good, and it started making me realise that these flashes that I was seeing were actually angels. Now, Glenda was asking about, she sees dark shadows as well sometimes, not just flashes of light, and she's wondering, you know, is she seeing something in the spirit? Well, I would say generally dark shadows are generally evil spirits, demons, another name for them, when you see them. And you can see these with your physical eyes. I remember one time, it's happened a few times, but I remember one time, maybe, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, I was just sitting in a living room, and like in a sitting room, and I think I was reading or doing something. It wasn't our home, but it was somewhere else, and I was sitting reading, and suddenly, I just, out of the corner of my eye, I just noticed a dark thing. So I could sort of looked up like that, and with my physical eyes, I actually saw this big, like it was almost room size, you know, across the ceiling, and it was a dark shadow, but it looked like a bit like a bird. But you know, what are those prehistoric creatures called, you know, the flying prehistoric things? And it was kind of looked a bit like a shadow of one of those, which was really bizarre. But I kind of, it's funny, isn't it, you sort of sometimes you notice these things, but I didn't pay that much attention. I was busy doing something else, reading or whatever, and didn't think much more of it. But you know, we've got to get used to doing something about these things that we see in the spirit. So I kind of ignored it, just aware that it went behind the sofa where I was sitting. And maybe 10 minutes later, I just start getting all this kind of like severe aches, kind of pains in my body, like in my joints. And I, you know, I'm just sitting there thinking, what's wrong with me? All this pain. And I kind of completely forgot about this dark shadow that I'd just seen. Anyway, it went on for about a minute or two. I actually went upstairs and lay on the bed. I was actually feeling that bad. Now that, you don't do that. Don't do what I did. What you got to do is recognise these things straight away and tell them to go. Thankfully, I actually thought, duh, that was a demon. So I said, in the name of Jesus, leave right now. You've got to go. And the thing just went and the pain went instantly. Now that's really important, because when we see things in the spirit, we need to do something about it. Even if it's just ask the Holy Spirit, what is going on right now? I mean, another time I actually saw a principality that manifested, but I didn't feel I was supposed to do anything with that at the time, that the Holy Spirit told me, you know, didn't give me any direction, so I didn't do anything. And that's really important. Just because you see something in spirit doesn't mean you automatically do something, but the main thing you do is you ask the Holy Spirit, what is it I'm seeing? Whether you're seeing angels or demons or you don't know what it is, ask the Holy Spirit and he will let you know what you need to do next. So, it's quite interesting, these things that we see. And sometimes we see, you know, with our physical eyes, like I'm describing, sometimes we see just in the spirit, and we can see the different, or we understand things in the spirit realm with different senses, not just with our eyes. And we need to get to practice doing this. Now, Paul Keith Davis, a good friend of ours, who knows Paul Keith Davis? He's really good. If you don't know him, you've got to check him out. He's got such good teaching. He's been over to Chester a couple of times. We know him fairly well. He's got books out. And one time I heard him telling something about an experience that he'd had some years ago. And basically I messaged him yesterday to say, you know, what was it that you had? Because I couldn't quite remember, but he said it was like a revelatory experience. I think he'd been up praying one night for maybe a couple of hours, just praying. Then he eventually goes to bed, and as he lay his head on his pillow, he suddenly, let me see what he told me, he sent me this on a message yesterday. He said, I went into another realm. As soon as his head hit the pillow, he goes into another realm of the spirit, and what he sees is he's having this experience, and he actually sees what looks like a manhole cover. And you know, like one of those things you get in the road that, you know, the drains and everything are down there, and the sewers and everything. Well, he saw this manhole cover that was kind of over, like on the earth, and it lifts up, and he starts seeing all this black stuff, and he knows it's all these demonic spirits coming up out of this manhole cover, and they're starting to come up into the earth. And he said it was like, he recognized, he knew it was like the spirit of Stalin, the spirit of Hitler and other people like that. And he knew it was demonic. And he said it was end time darkness being released and coming out of hell. And it was actually manifesting on the earth. And what he saw was that these spirits were going into the bedrooms of people and they were training people. What did he say? He said they were teaching people the realms of evil and darkness. So it was obviously people that were really wanting to be involved in the occult and be empowered by Satan and evil spirits. These spirits of evil spirits, you know, darkness, were coming up and they were actually training people in the things of the occult. And he's having this experience, like it was very real to him. And then he heard this voice, and the voice from heaven said, "The sons of light must respond in like manner." And suddenly he sees angels that had been standing before the face of God. And he sees these angels being sent from heaven to come and manifest on the earth and to reveal themselves. And he saw them coming into the bedrooms of the saints, which is you and I who follow Jesus. We're the saints, aren't we? And he saw them coming into their bedrooms and training people in the things of the spirit. And let me see if there's anything else. He said, how to walk in the heavenly realms that have never been accessed before. So I remember actually hearing him sharing about that some years ago. And go and if you want to read that he's written, I know there's a video somewhere about that, but also his website is whitedoveministries.org. whitedoveministries.org is the ministry website of Paul Keith Davis, and he's actually got an article on there called Messengers of His Face. So after I finish, go and check that out. And he tells, it's written down what I'm talking about now. But basically what happened was, as I heard him talking about this some years ago, I thought, wow, there's all this, you know, there's people being trained in the occult directly from evil spirits are training them directly. But you know, the Holy Spirit, he is our teacher. He's the one that takes what is being, what the Father is thinking and is in the mind of the Father and in the mind of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit brings that from heaven and teaches us. But very often, it's the angels as well that are there teaching us. And this is what Paul Keith saw. So I thought, right, I'm going to start talking to these angels. You know, it's not, it's definitely scriptural to talk to angels. It's, the Bible's very clear. We don't worship angels, but we do need to talk to them because they're here to help us. And if you look through all the scripture, it talks about angels giving messages and communicating with people, with followers of God, you know. So we really need their help. So anyway, what I decided after hearing this thing that Paul Keith said was, I thought, I'm going to start doing that and actually not just waiting for angels to come and help, but I'm actually going to welcome them. So what I started to do was, I would actually stand in my bedroom and look out the window, or I'd be by the window, because I just thought, well, I know they don't have to come through the windows, they can come anyway, can't they? But it just helped me. I was looking at the sky and the clouds and I was like, Father God, I thank you for your angels. Let's thank him right now. Lord, we thank you for your angels. And I would say, thank you for your messengers, because angels are messengers. It's the same word in the Bible very often. Messengers is translated angels. So I would say, thank you for your messengers. You know, whether they are from the cloud of witnesses, those who've gone before us, or whether they're angelic beings, whoever they are, if they're coming from God, I would say then, oh, Lord, I need their help. You said they're here to help us. So let's welcome them in. So I would say angels, messengers who are coming from God, who are sent from God through Jesus, we welcome you into, come and manifest from the spirit realm into the physical realm. And I would actually say, Lord, let them manifest right now. I need help. I want to be trained by you, Lord Jesus, through your spirit and by your angels. So I would start to do that. So let's just do that right now. So Lord, thank you for your angels and your messengers who are all around us. And Lord, I ask that you would help us to see them. Open our eyes to see those angels and those messengers from heaven that are sent by you, Father God. And we welcome you. We honour the angels. We honour the angelic realm and those messengers who are sent to help us. And we welcome you to come from the spirit realm come into the physical realm. Come and reveal yourselves to us. We need your help. Please speak to us. Give us messages from God, messages from heaven, and come and teach us and train us. And I started doing that, you know, and as I started to do it, I was just aware of more of these bright lights, and I was actually starting to see even kind of images of what looked like people coming into my room, but they were bright lights and very bright. And I would start to get more revelation. I would start to be aware of angels. I was then being given things. They would give me things. I'll talk about that another time. I talk about it in my normal Supernatural Christian Life book as well, about some of the angels that came. And it just really opened up the whole realm of the spirit to me, the realm of the kingdom of heaven to me, on a much greater level when I started to do that. So your homework for this week is to just do that more, just to say, thank you, Father, for your angels. I welcome your angels into the physical realm. Come and help me. Come and help us. We need your help. Show us, you know, if you see an angel or you think there's an angel there, say, Holy Spirit, what is the name of that angel? Or what is that angel here for? What is its assignment? Is that one of my angels, or is it one that's coming just for a short time? You can ask the Lord that. You can actually talk to angels themselves. Just don't worship them. We worship Jesus. I know that there's many people that don't know Jesus, but they have angels. They have angel little, I've seen people with angel brooches. They talk to their angels, but they kind of worship them and they put angels above Jesus. Well, we don't want to do that. It's always about Jesus. It's always to glorify Jesus. Angels glorify Jesus, don't they? But we do need angels. We don't want to just ignore angels because we think, oh, we don't want to get, you know, sidetracked into worshipping them. Don't worry about that. Worship Jesus and welcome those angels. So is there anything else I need to say? I've given you homework, haven't I? So your homework is to talk to the angels, welcome them, and ask the Lord to show you in the spirit realm things that are happening. And don't forget, if you start seeing, or if you do see dark shadows and you think they're demons, however you recognize demonic activity, you just tell that to go through Jesus, through the power of Jesus. It cannot stay. Don't entertain that for a moment. Don't try to, you know, say, oh, there's a dark shadow there, let's talk to that thing. Do not do that. Just tell it to go in the name of Jesus and it will go. And you welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome the angels that have been sent from God. So yeah, check out whitedoveministries.org. That's Paul Keith Davis's website. He also does really good, he's got YouTube channel, he does really good teaching on there. So if you don't know him, just Google Paul Keith Davis, go on his website, check him out on Facebook. As I say, he's a good friend of ours. And so I don't know what I'm doing the next Facebook Live, maybe next week sometime or in a few days' time. We've got a Morningstar Fellowship of Ministries retreat this week, so I'm looking forward to that the next few days, where we're welcoming our members of our relational network in Europe are coming to Chester. We're going to spend 3 days with them, which is going to be great. So we're doing some workshops. We've got some dates now for, you'll be pleased to hear, I know many of you are asking, you want to see us in person, and we love doing these workshops. It's so good. It's a bit like what we're doing now, but we actually get to activate you face to face, and we get so many people activated and casting out demons and healing the sick. We've got a workshop coming up. The next one we're going to be doing is in America, and it's in Fort Mill in South Carolina, based at Morningstar Ministries there. Great facility. We are Morningstar. We love Morningstar. So we're doing a workshop there. It's a 2-day workshop, and it's on, I think it's called Kingdom Authority. And basically we're going to be teaching on how to move in power and authority. And really, we want to extend the kingdom, don't we, everywhere we go. But we've got to know what authority we have and what power we have. And through our workshops, what we tend to find is people start doing miracles for the first time, unusual miracles, healings. We're going to be talking about all kinds of miracles to do with the weather, governmental, strategic things. You know, it's going to be really good. Healing, of course, deliverance. Now that is the last 2 days of May, we're going to be doing that in at Fort Mill. So if you go onto alicecreswell.com, that's probably the best thing. Look on there. You've got all my resources on there. You can click through to our other website. Look at my itinerary on there. I'm not sure if it's up to date, actually. So But you should be able to follow the link through and register for the two-day workshop in South Carolina. We're looking to do other dates in June in America. So if you're interested in hosting us, we'd love to come and do a workshop. We just need a venue and somebody there that can really, that wants to be part of what we're doing, be activated by us. So send me a message either on here or on alicecreswell.com. And we've also got dates released for a workshop in the UK, and this is in Somerset in England, and it's going to be, I think it's the 14th and 15th of July. So we're looking forward to that as well. That's a supernatural workshop, so we're looking at healing and deliverance and understanding things of the spirit, which kind of, we always talk about that anyway, but you know, there tends to be more of a focus sometimes on some things more than others. But we love seeing you there. The workshop we're doing in America, we've got a limit to 30 places. We're also doing a special deal if you're if you've been on one of our workshops before, or if you're bringing a friend, we're giving you a really good deal. So bring your friends for that, but bear in mind it's only 30 places. So it's first come, first served. We've just put it on the website. So as soon as the places are gone, that's it, I'm afraid, for that one. But we'll be at other places too, so don't worry about that. So I just want to pray for you before I go. Thank you, Father, for all those watching. And we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come, you know, from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17, 18. And I pray that for you, Lord, that Lord would open your eyes to see in the realm of the spirit, that you would begin to see the angelic realm, that if you see in demons, it would just be to identify them, to discern them and get rid of them. So I release just a whole, what would you call it, a new way of seeing in the spirit realm, that you would see with your eyes, your ears, with your mind, that you would know and understand what is happening in the realms of the spirit, and that you would be able to help other people too to do that. And I release that for you in the name of Jesus. So bless you guys. Don't forget your homework, and let me know how you get on, and don't forget, send me more questions. So please do share this with your friends to watch. I'm going to be putting this on my Facebook page, so you'll be able to watch it again or share it with other people, and also send us your questions for Ask Alice. See you next time. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.